WHTC News Time is 8:40. Time now for random ramblings with Diane Lowe, brought to you by the Farm Bureau Insurance Mark Hopp Agency. Diane, we were supposed to have you on earlier this morning. We got the confusion, mostly on my part, sorted out. Some days I'm more confused than others. But Diane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am great. How are you? You keeping warm over there?
I am. You know, I've been saying this all morning. I walked out today, and we've had colder days this winter, you know, especially when the wind chills bring us down to the negatives that we saw a few weeks ago. But I walked out of my house to clean off my car at, you know, 3:30 or 4 o'clock, whatever time it was. I don't remember. And I wanted to get a second coat.
I think it's because the air is so wet. It was kind of like this misty-ish morning this morning.
Yeah, it doesn't help when you walk out and you get that blast of the snow right in your face. You're like, oh, my goodness, I need a ski mask. But
absolutely.
So what do we have today? What are we rambling about this morning?
Well, I'm going to talk to you about the fact that the United Nations has declared the year 2014 as the International Year of Family Farming.
Okay.
And they've done this to increase awareness on the importance of family farming and addressing world issues such as poverty, food security, and protecting the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And their goal is to reposition family farming at the center of agriculture, environmental, and social policies in the national agendas. And this declaration is international, so it's for developing and developed countries. And their thought behind why family farming is so important is because of three things. It's linked to the world food security, it promotes balanced diets, and it promotes strong local economies. You think about it, and we're it for the whole population for foods. And if the family farm does not do a good job, then people are going to go hungry. The reason why is, of the 2.1 million farms in the United States, only 98% are family-owned and operated.
Jeez.
So, you know, there's very few farms that you can actually qualify as what people now call a factory farm. It doesn't matter how big or small, there's family farms. You know, that's the gist of the farms here in the United States.
Now, when you say family farm, sorry, do you mean just, you know, someone who has a garden outside and that qualifies as what would be a family farm?
Nope. A family farm is families that produce agriculture in one way or the other. For instance, we farm about 1,000 acres, but we are third and fourth generation family that farms it.
Okay.
And down the road, somebody can have an acre garden or 2 acres and have 2 milk cows. They're a family farm.
Yeah.
Family farm encompasses many, many things. A family farm can even be incorporated because of the size of tax benefits. So, you know, there's not a big machine behind a lot of the farms. It's mostly families. And they said that globally, 40% of the world's population is family-owned farms. And in the United States, 1% of our population is involved in farming, which is quite unique considering that only 1% of us feed all of the United States.
That is. That's insane. I didn't know it was that low of a number.
Yep, it surely is. The family farm is critical to the food supply. People don't understand it, and I think that's one of the reasons why they're doing this. I'm not real confident in the United Nations. I've seen and heard things that they've done that I didn't totally agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where this is going to go this year, but I think it's great for anybody to bring attention to the family farm. They said there's about 42 countries that's going to be participating in it.
We're speaking with Diane Lowe about agriculture and family farms. Diane, I just want to switch gears real quick. It would be bad of me not to ask you, of course, about the farm bill that President Obama will come to Michigan and sign on Friday.
Yeah, I'm hoping next week to have some help on that. I don't know a lot about it. What I do know about it is they're talking about how it's supposed to be so good for the farmer because it's going to raise prices, like, for instance, for milk to be really high so the farmers can make a lot of money. Well, bottom line with that is we know for a fact, through studies, that if milk prices go too high, the consumer will quit buying it.
Really?
So
yeah.
This farm bill is not going to make us rich and famous farmers. It's going to be a detriment. I guess there are parts to it that also will be a help. So I think it's going to be a mixed bag.
Well, that's bad news for me because I tell people all the time that my milk is my water. So they take away my milk, I may just die from lack of hydration. But.
Well, I don't really see it going to be going any higher than what the market will support it because we're in this, you know, this is a business. It'd be foolish for us to push for prices to go so high that nobody would buy it.
Right.
So I don't know. I think it's going to take time to play out. And like I said, I'm not 100. It's just too much mumbo jumbo, too much back and forth.
Well, we'll certainly discuss that next week, definitely.
Yeah, I hope so.
Diane, I appreciate it this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good day and stay warm.
You too. Avoid the roads if at all possible, and yes, stay warm. Diane Lowe.